Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, I love a good fight night. And you know the Ignite fights, they do a phenomenal job. Whether it's at Mystic or Canterbury Park, where they're going to be this coming Saturday, a full day and night of fights. And joining us now, courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline, is a fighter that is up and coming. He's essentially the main event. His name is Cannon Swanson, and he joins us here on the Lake Show. Cannon, man, I appreciate you being on the show tonight.
Appreciate you having me.
Man, thank you so much for being here. You are representing Colfax, Minnesota, man. So you're just a couple of hours away from Minneapolis, correct?
Yep, Colfax is where I grew up, and I kind of graduated from high school in that area.
I got you. All right, so you've been in the fight game for how long? Because right now you off to a great start. 4-1 is your pro MMA record. How long you been fighting?
My first amateur fight was back in 2022.
Okay.
And my professional career started in 2023, and this will be my fifth professional fight.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing you fight on Saturday, man. So tell me a little bit about you as a fighter. Like, what's kind of like your forte? Are you a guy that's more of a grappler? Do you like to just stand up and throw him out there and just kind of bang a guy out that way? Or how would you kind of describe your style?
Well, I could say, I guess my fight style started when I was in kindergarten. I started wrestling then, all the way through high school and a year in college. But if you watch my fights, you really wouldn't think that because I haven't done a whole lot of wrestling in my fights. I'm kind of more of a freestyle martial artist, whether I can do it on the ground, on the feet, anywhere I'm prepared to go. So,
you know, Cannon, I do got to say this, man, because I haven't seen you fight yet, and I'm looking forward to Saturday. But when I look at your track record of your four wins, dude, you just don't let people out of the opening round. I mean, all of your four wins, we got a submission, we got TKO, we got another TKO, we got a submission. You're smothering guys on the jump, it seems like.
I mean, I don't get paid by the hour. So.
I mean, I hear you.
I'm ready to go the distance, but obviously my style is dynamic and explosive, and the fight can be over very quickly.
Yeah, so let me ask you about that, because that was going to be my follow-up question. Because you're so prone to just being in attack mode and getting guys out of there extremely quickly, how do you feel like your conditioning is at this particular point? You're young in your career, you're 4-1 as a professional, but you know, at some point you're gonna probably get in there and mix it up with somebody, and your conditioning is going to be tested a little bit. How do you feel like you're at with that?
Oh, absolutely. And my opponent is a guy that can definitely bring that out of me. I know my conditioning is there. I do a lot of strength work, a lot of conditioning work, and a lot of sparring. And the guys at the academy make sure we are prepared correctly for what we're going into, because this is it's not really a game. If you get tired, there's consequences that can be very, very dire.
Yeah. Now, you know, being a professional now, how much of it is mental for you? Like, I know that as you get more experience and you evolve and you're put in, you know, some adverse situations, that you're going to get better and better with those reps. But how much of it is just kind of you, like, looking at the fights that you've had to this particular point and just kind of evolving and learning from those other experiences?
Yeah, it's the mental part is huge. I feel like right now I'm like, you know, in the beginning of my career. I believe I have the skills and to take it to the highest level. Mm-hmm. All I just need is that experience. I need a few more fights, a few more training camps, and I just feel I need to age more, and it's all going to come into exactly how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, we're talking to Cannon Swanson here on the Lake Show News Talk, 830 WCCO, the main event fighting this coming Saturday, Ignite Fights 110 at Canterbury Park. I'm hoping to be in the house and in the building to watch him fight. Tell me a little bit about your opponent. His name is Nico Odor.
Correct, yeah. Nico is a former Division I college wrestler. He wrestled 4 years, I believe, at Cleveland State. He was an undefeated amateur at 4-0, and he's an undefeated pro at 3-0. So he definitely knows the grind. I know that anybody that's been in the college room for wrestling knows what it's like to suffer and knows what it is to persevere. So I know Nico is no joke. I know he's going to bring it.
How much studying do you guys participate in? And what I mean by that is, I know that you get in there and you grapple and you spar and all that stuff, whatever, but how much film do you kind of like break down and dissect to kind of see what a guy's tendencies are?
I mean, whatever I can find online. I look into it, but I don't look too much into it because every fight's different, especially at this level. People are, you know, every fight could be way different than their last one because everyone's evolving. But you kind of look for tendencies that they do, you know, what do they tend to do after certain strikes? Does he circle right, circle left? What does he do when he gets hit? What does he look for when he gets taken down or does takedowns? So, yeah, there's a lot of film study that goes on, but, yeah.
Yeah, and it's funny because, remember, Mike Tyson said many, many years ago, everybody's game plan gets a little bit different once they get punched in the face.
Absolutely. Yeah, everything goes, yeah, that's what it comes down to. Like, you could have a game plan going in there, and you got to be able to adjust on the fly.
Yeah. So you know, coming up on Saturday, is there any certain amount of extra pressure knowing that you're, like, the headline guy or one of the headline, you know, fights at the end of the night?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I guess you could say, but I like it at this point. It's one of the experience things. It's one thing I've had written down in my goals is to you know, be a main event of a professional show. And obviously the pressure is good because deal with it now and it's going to reward later.
And get it out the way. Yeah. Cause it just builds the experience for you moving forward in your career. So let me ask you this. When you look at the careers of others, like, who are some of the fighters out there that you look at and you say that you have taken from their game? Because I think that we ask that a lot of times with Major League Baseball. We ask that of athletes of all these other different, you know, sports, whether it's football, NBA, whatever. But in the fight game, who have you looked up to?
I mean, one of the guys I look up to the most is one of my teammates that's in the UFC. John Castaneda, he's a veteran. He's had 46 fights in his career, and, you know, he's had 7 or 8 of those in the UFC. And we've had the opportunity to go down to Vegas, and he's showing everyone on the fight team, you know, what it's like to be in the UFC, what fight week looks like, everything. And he even we had the opportunity to go to the UFC PI, and I've got to see some UFC champs, got to talk with some UFC legends, and even when I was in Vegas, train with the current bantamweight champ, Rob Wallace-Shilly, and got to train and spar with him quite a bit. And that was super inspiring and motivating for me.
Hey, tell me a little bit about the academy. The academy, that's located in Brooklyn Center, right?
Right, right. Yep.
Tell me a little bit about kind of how you got connected with the academy.
So I started my martial arts career in the academy in Fargo under Dylan Spicer. I went to school at NDSU, and once I graduated from there, I had to make a decision whether to stay there or, you know, I was going to take my career down to the academy in Brooklyn Center, which is like the headquarters. There's like eight or I think around eight different academies, but the academy in Brooklyn Center is under the legendary coach Greg Nelson. And we got Andy Grant and Matt McIntyre as coaches there, and a lot of solid training partners. I think they're founded in like 92, and Coach Greg has coached UFC champs like Brock Lesnar, Sean Sherk, and Rose Namajunas.
I know Sean Sherk. Yeah, I've been talking to Sean in the last couple of years, but I need to check in on him.
Yeah. So yeah, Greg is the biggest influence on my career. That's why I kind of moved down here to get the instruction under him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's an absolute wizard, legend of the martial arts game, and he's been doing this stuff for over 40 years.
And I haven't seen Brock in a while either. I know that the last time, it's been years, man, but I remember how he used to always train up in Alexandria and stuff like that. So I just like that, you know. Well, you know, in the fight game, when you have a camp and you're trying to get everything together, you just hunker down, man. It's just like you got to be in grind mode, which is different than team sports because you're with teammates and you're all trying to impact winning yourselves. But you know, this here is just like you and your camp trying to get it done.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's, you know, like you said, it's not a team sport, but it kind of does have that aspect to it of. You know, I got one of my teammates, Noga Show, fighting, you know, a couple weeks after me. And so we're kind of both in that that fight mode where we're really, really trying to push each other.
Yeah. Well, Cannon, man, I look forward to watching you fight here this coming Saturday. I know it's going to be a blast. It's always a good time at Canterbury for the Ignite fights. Best of luck to you in your fight this weekend and being the main event. And by the way, you just got another fan because my producer, he's a Bison as well. So good luck to you, my man.
Perfect. Thanks for having me, and I hope to see you Saturday.
All right, take care. That's Cannon Swanson joining us here on The Lake Show, The Good Neighbor, News Talk, 830 WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.